Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. I thought that was good. It was on my WhatsApp status. The saying goes, blessed are all those who have nothing to say and yet keep their mouth shut. At first I was taken aback, but once I got the joke, I had to laugh out loud. It comes from Carl Valentin. He was born on 4th June 1882 in Munich. His real name was Valentin Ludwig Frey. He was a German comedian, folk singer, author and film producer. His humor influenced numerous artists such as Bertolt Brecht, with whom he worked closely, Samuel Beckett, Loriot, Gerhard Polt and Helge Schneider. Alfred Kerr and Kurt Tucholsky were also impressed by Valentin's linguistic acrobatics. The latter described Valentin as a left-wing thinker. Valentin refused to be co-opted by the Nazis. His famous stage lines include, Heil, 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 but what is his name again? I simply cannot remember it. Or, how fortunate it is that the Führer is not called Greuter, otherwise one would have to greet him with Heil Greuter. 2 days after his death on 11 February 1948, Ash Wednesday, Karl Valentin was buried. At his grave, a Protestant priest, a representative of the Shire Photo Agency and a member of the International Artists Lodge spoke, but no representative of the City of Munich or the Munich theaters. Valentin had long been forgotten before his death, only to be rediscovered many years later as one of the greatest comedians and clowns of the 20th century. His grave is located in the cemetery in Planegg near Munich. Valentin's words are, in essence, words of wisdom. Proverbs, some with a satirical and cynical touch and undertone, which one needs to gain some distance from the excessive seriousness of life. It makes no sense to constantly brood and rack one's brains over something or someone. A proverb like this feels like a liberation. A whole host of such words of wisdom can also be found in the Bible. They offer guidance by providing direction. In the Proverbs of Solomon, these words of wisdom are found as a collection of sayings. This guidance was part of the upbringing of young people. It was passed on through conversation. If one were to read them, it would be very, very difficult to do so objectively. Much of this wisdom is indeed outdated. Yet this one, here and now, is worth considering, it reads. Rightness leads to life, but pursuing evil leads to death, in chapter 11. It simply stands there as a life lesson and a guide to a successful life, not only in private, but also in public life and thus in politics too. When the federal president denounced the bombing raids on Lebanon and Iran as contrary to international law in a public speech yesterday and is reprimanded for it today by the CDU parliamentary group leader Jens Spahn, then I have respect for Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Why? Because at certain junctures in world history, an ethic of responsibility is no longer enough. What is needed is a mindset, an inner conviction, and Steinmeier has demonstrated that. That is why he is the president of the Federal Republic of Germany. Justice promotes life. Bombs destroy it. Who would disagree with that? That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.